mesdames et messieurs. Today, coming to you live on the Triple M Worldwide Network. On bass, Santo Chalaro. On drums, Sam Pang. And on a very big synthesizer, Tom Gleisner. So jump on board the Five Ring Express. It's time for the Rush Hour, going for gold.
Oh, yes, we are going for gold. One last time, here you go. This is our final leg. This is our final leg. Let me introduce to you my co-presenter, a man who taught Brittany Broben how to fully rotate her closed pikes in a tucked position to ensure a rip entry, Sam Pang.
Thanks.
Well done, Sam. Thank you did you, very Sam, well. Yeah. She worked well.
I did. I also told her no running beside the pool.
Yes.
And also, and she's not allowed to go in the pool half an hour after eating. So if she'd done that, she would have won gold.
Well, either that or you should have taught her how to flick a towel under a Chinese gold medalist. We've got a big show coming up today. Tom Gleisner's dropping in. Well, he is here. No, he's right here. How are you? Here you are.
Yes, thank you.
Dave Colbert, we're trying to get Dave Colbert on the phone. He's asleep at the moment over there in London.
It's going well.
Actually,
so
it mightn't be a very big show at all. Ed Cavalier's coming in.
There you go.
Cal Wilson. Who else? Nathan Brown.
Brownie's
coming in. Special cross to Triple Ums New Zealand correspondent Ewan McEwen.
Oh,
I think he's making a comeback on the phone.
Amazing.
That's all coming up on the Rush Hour, going for gold.
The Rush Hour, going for gold, 105.1, Triple M, Santo Chalaro, Sam Pang.
Thank you very much, Hugo. Time for
London Update.
One of our last London updates. Yep. And
Second last.
We've gone from 12th to 11th to 10th. We've gone past Kazakhstan.
We are on fire.
The overtake,
officially.
Sam.
That is due to what? What happened?
Well, we won gold. We won gold in Eton Dorney.
Are you going to miss Eton Dorney?
I am. Sounds like I'm about to miss some food. I don't like Eton Dorney that much. That was not even worth a bronze.
No, it's gutter stuff, and I enjoy it.
I don't know whether I was happy for our K4 team or for JB and James Tonkin. I mean, really, it was like they won their own gold medal.
The call of that race was, I'm not sure. I did have the feel that James and Tompkins weren't even looking at the race. They were just looking at each other.
Yeah.
They were that excited to finally get some gold.
I thought they were about to jump on the podium and actually accept some themselves. So they did very well. Well, our four boys did really, really well in that. The story of the night, before we go to, I mean, there is some silver lining amongst our gold, but Usain Bolt?
Yes, the 200 metre.
The first consecutive double in Olympic history. Swedish handballers after the 100 metres, female track officials just before the two.
He did it all. Well done, Usain Bolt.
That is pretty amazing effort.
It was unbelievable, and it is actually history. Like you said, the first man to do the double-double, the 100 and the 200, defend them. After the race, of course, it is a special moment, and there's many times in history where you think, I remember that. You know what I mean? You think about what Ali said after he beat Liston, I shook up the world.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Crawford on the dais 2008, he said, that's what I'm talking about. You know what Bolt said after making Olympic history? Follow me on Twitter at Usain Bolt. That's what he says. So I'll tweet you guys when I get to Australia, because he's coming to Australia.
Well, the Australian swimmers were saying that, and they weren't even winning. What about Johan Blake, who's the perennial bridesmaid?
Yep. He got a silver.
Well, yeah, but I wonder whether it's his watch that's weighing him down. It's a $500,000 watch that he runs in.
Why would he wear a watch?
Well, I asked the same question. I mean, if you're a marathon runner, you know, you want to time yourself or whatever. But maybe he's just, you know, have you heard him talk after the thing, after the races? I don't think he's probably tired of people not understanding him every time he asks for the time. I mean, this is him asking for the time.
I know, but it's weird coming out here today around 9:82.
I'll just have my own watch.
Exactly, $500,000.
Congratulations to 16-year-old Brittany Broben. She's only been diving for 4 years. She's just a baby. How good is she?
That is amazing. I was listening. That was quite a surprise when it was revealed that she was 16 by the voice of diving in this country, Michael Slater. And Brittany Broben, an amazing effort to win silver. Mate, even 16 years old. You know, to think about how amazing that is. She did a paper round in the morning.
Yeah.
And then won silver in the afternoon.
Well, the record is that she's actually younger than the Chinese person that she was diving against.
That is the big news coming out of that.
I reckon that, you know how happy she was after the event? She had wrapped around the Australian flag. She even tried to do a victory lap, but stopped by the official with the words, "Hey kid, can't you read the sign? No running around the pool." That was the problem.
Should we do more after this?
Should we do some more after this?
Oh, that sounds good to me.
There's still so much to talk about.
Yeah, last show for you guys, so we may as well make the most of this. Black Keys, Gold on the Ceiling, 105.1 Triple M, as we do the rush hour, going for gold. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, Sando Chilara and Sam Pang.
Yes, thanks, Higo, and we're still going with... Updates!
Guys, let's back. The update back.
It's back. Hey, I just want to finish off the 200 meter because
You're still going.
We just did mention that the Jamaica trifected it with Johan Blake coming second and Warren Weir coming. Doesn't sound like a Jamaican sprinter. It sounds like a celebrity chef. Celebrity chef Warren Weir or a chemist or something. They trifected. But sad news from the track is for the Jamaican team is the announcement that Jamaica's Asafa Powell, who remember injured himself in the heats, in the final, he is out of the men's 4x100 meter relay.
Yeah.
And no word on the replacement yet, but it is believed that Usain Bolt is pushing hard for it to be Channel 9's Tony Jones. He loves that man.
He does. He does love hanging around with him. What about the 4x400? Was action packed, wasn't it, from beginning to end? Our Australian boys didn't quite make it. There was a bit of a mix up there at
don't tell me it was a baton involved.
There was a baton involved.
That's what happened.
But what about the South Africans? They're now in the final as the ninth team. They didn't qualify, but it was because one of their guys tripped, broke his collarbone, and couldn't actually go on to deliver the baton to Oscar Pistorius,
who was
our Blade Runner. He was just waiting there. He was very Pistorius at the whole thing. But they're now. Did someone groan at that?
Yeah.
I'm looking around the room.
I think it might have been Ed Cavalier.
It's coming early.
But the story: the US athlete runs relay with broken leg. Manteo Mitchell broke his leg halfway into his lap, but it never occurred to him to stop running. I didn't want to let those three guys down, so I just ran on it. I got out pretty slow, but I picked it up, and when I got to the 100-meter mark, it felt weird. I was just thinking, it didn't feel right. As soon as I took the first step past the 200-meter mark, I felt it break. I heard it. Oh. I felt like somebody literally just snapped my leg in half. But how do you go? Okay, so how does this guy go on? I saw Josh Mance motioning me in for me to hand it off to him, which lifted me. I'm pretty amazed that I still split 45 seconds on a broken leg. So if someone's got a broken leg and you just want to be spurred on, just have a guy wave at you, go pass the baton to me.
Apparently that's enough.
That is amazing. He broke his left fibula and kept running.
Can I just say, on behalf of everyone...
Don't eat your butternut snaps here.
We would have let them down, don't you think? You know, and he says, I didn't want to let them down.
Yeah, we would have.
If I broke my leg, I just would have been very comfortable saying, I'm going to let you down.
I'm going to let you down.
Come and get me.
What else? The sailing was postponed. Apparently, the course was too wet. They couldn't go and do that.
Water polo. There was some controversy.
Did you see that at the end of the? It went into extra time. We were one goal up with about 5 seconds to go. Our goalkeeper got submarined.
She got submarined, which is the quote was she didn't see she got snuck up on.
By the Hungarian.
How does someone sneak up on you in a pool?
In a pool. And she got the ball and threw it in. I just reckon the opposition was just simply more hungry. Ow. It hurts. What else? Opals went. Are you playing the music, are you?
Yeah, we're getting wound up.
We're getting wound up. The Opals went down 73-86, and the BMX, Sam Willoughby and Kaelin Young have qualified. What else, Sam?
And speaking of BMX, there's an expression I haven't heard, and now I'm getting used to. That's just part and parcel of BMX.
We'll be back with more after this.
Yeah, some positive uplifting stuff there from Coldplay as we get into the weekend. It's the Rush Hour going for gold, 105.1 Triple M, Sando Chilara and Sam Pang.
And time to say hello to our colleague Ed Cavalier.
Hello, gentlemen.
Ed.
Hey, nice to be here.
We've missed you.
I've missed you guys, and it's very kind of you to have me on. Thank you so much. But I was... For the first part of the Olympics, I was actually overseas, so I didn't see any of the swimming. How did the missile go?
Oh, yeah. I'm hearing good things about the missile. Did you notice the Commonwealth Bank ads don't feature him anymore?
Oh, has he been cut out?
Yeah,
he was cut out of a Coles ad last night as well. I thought, oh, dear idea.
Not as well as expected.
Misfire.
Is this in the pool or at the last lap nightclub? I think he went all right there.
Well, Sammy, I did see some footage of the swimmers going out for a big party. party.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
I just assumed it was awake. So,
it was effectively awake. But,
you have to bring your own sandwiches.
Yeah, it didn't look good. You know, there's Foxtel and Channel 9
who've got the games. Now, I have Foxtel at my house, just so I can watch The Real Housewives of VOC. But,
of course,
like you, Sammy.
Yeah.
But I have been watching the Channel 9 coverage because I just don't see enough promos for Farmer Wants a Wife. Do you know what I mean?
Me too.
I don't see enough of those. No. And you know the Big Brother's coming back?
No.
Yeah, and all of them have got a secret. Yeah, they've all got a secret.
What about
the secret is they're all as bad as each other. Yes. They're all as desperate as each other. Coming to a commercial radio station regional near you next year. Get ready, people. If you want to see your new breakfast teams, that is the show to be watching. You know, keep in mind that there's a guy who I believe his nickname was the Chicken or the Chew, no, the Rooster, whose main claim to fame was he once told Merlin that he wasn't Australian, so Merlin went outside and hit a punching bag. That man is still doing breakfast radio in Geelong. So big shout out to the Rooster. Don't change what you do, man. But I was in Indonesia for the first week of the Olympics, and I know you're thinking, Sammy, that I was somewhere, you know, exotic doing a... No, I was in Bali, which I think just counts as sort of, I'm going to Queensland these days. There's that many Australians there. And so, of course, Santo, they have the coverage there.
Some of those Big Brothers could be doing breakfast over there, actually, by the time they're finished.
That'd be fantastic.
So who is their Mark Nicholas? Do they have...
I can't say his name in this time slot. Bang, bang, Udi, oh no. So so they have their coverage as well, and it's 24 hours. First day, Santo, they ran badminton.
I could imagine.
Not go away from the badminton arena. Second day, Sammy, badminton. All day. All day it was badminton. And I don't know what you know about the Malaysian pair, but they're feisty, right? Yeah. The third day, there was no badminton, Santo. Do you know what they showed?
Cockfighting?
Replays of badminton.
Oh, yes.
So much badminton. And, you know, I saw that today in the newspaper, Stephanie Rice had gone to some basketball with Kobe Bryant, and there was a bit of hoopla about that. You know, there was a bit of tweeting going back and forth. Let me just say here that... that is not the Stephanie Rice that I know. No. She does not want publicity. You know?
No.
She's not that kind of girl.
She isn't.
Sammy, what Stephanie wants is to get in the pool, swim a race, come last, and come home.
Yeah, that's all she wants.
You know, I saw a dunk in the women's basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, Liz Cambridge.
Yeah, but then I saw it was a Swiss Vitamins ad. It wasn't actually... was actually a match. And you know that after the races, Usain Bolt and Johan Blake, I don't know if you boys have seen this, on the Channel 9 coverage, who is the person they've been name-checking? When they realise that Tony Jones is Australian, even though they thought he's English every time so far, which I love, and when they realise he's Australian, who have they name-checked?
Ponting.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Johan Blake. He was talking to Tony Jones.
Ricky Ponting. Can you imagine being Ricky Ponting sitting down? Last week he was at the North Melbourne game with Peter Siddle, and now he's name-checked...
on an international stage.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like saying to him, you know, so he's saying, okay, look, he loves Ricky Ponting. You say, look, if you love Australian cricketers, Michael Slats is overdoing the diving, don't worry about that. So obviously the less you are in the rankings of Australian cricketers, Sammy, the lower the sport you have to do. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
so, you know, if you love the Sheffield Shield, Jimmy Brayshaw's over there doing the rowing. I think I heard Nathan Horowitz doing some badminton. So if you like
Please hold on to that thought. Can you stick with us? Because we've got more time
to
talk
about material. But I'll have that.
Okay, we'll be back.
The Rush Hour, going for gold. While JB and Bill are in London, we're joined by Santo Chilara and Sam Pang. Tom Gleisner's on board. Ed Cavalli is our guest.
And Ed.
Thank you very much. Firstly, here you go. Is that a new song?
That's good stuff.
We're playing here? Oh, yeah, absolutely right. Is that, how did the music jury go with that one?
Yeah, they did. They
like that one?
Yeah, they did. It's got a high familiarity
that's
to
what
it.
We like.
Low burn.
That's what we like to hear. I'm not going to take over the show anymore. Hello, gentlemen. What was going on?
I don't know if you saw this, Ed, the 800-metre final. Did we mention that?
Sensational race.
The David Radisha.
Mm-hmm.
Radisha, yep. In a new world record.
Which is the only world record on the track so far.
Yeah, they've been a bit
slow.
Lazy. Let's be honest. It feels as though if you'd seen that 200.
Because I'm putting in, I'm there. I'm there with the bowl of cashews.
We're doing everything. In the men's 800 metre final, a world record to David Rudisha from Kenya. The biggest story, though, to come out of that race is that, you know who finished fifth? The white guy.
Whoa.
So there you go.
Out of five?
No. Out of five. Hey, Santo.
We've been talking about all the winners, all the glory, but this is our last show. We won't get a chance to acknowledge, I don't know, the people who came and sort of haven't done, I mean, not really badly, people that have just got one bronze.
I was going to say, because yesterday and last week we did Gone Too Soon,
yeah.
Which was, that's people who have come a long way for very little.
These, for a participation certificate.
Basically, yeah. But this one, though, the one bronze club.
Yes, the one bronze club.
These are countries or an individual, of course, who have come all this way. And
there's a few of them.
Yeah,
I've got Saudi Arabia I was interested in. They've come all this way. They got a bronze in the equestrian team jumping. Okay. Prince Abdullah Al Saad, Ramzi Al Duhami, and Abdullah Walid Shahabati, whose horse tested positive to two banned substances earlier this year.
What were they?
Hey.
Martinis and Swiss vitamins.
The captain of their side is Kamal Bahadman. Mm. Apparently, he's the Bahadman of equestrian. But they've only got the one bronze.
Okay, Ed? But they've got a lot of people have that one bronze.
Yeah,
so that's okay.
Who have you got, Sam?
What is he again of equestrian?
He's the Bahadman of equestrian.
Have you missed that, Ed?
No,
I just wanted to acknowledge Kuwait with their as we come to the end of the Olympics with their one bronze medal, and especially to Fihad Al Dihani, who won the bronze for Kuwait in the men's trap in the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's put Kuwait on the map, really. But the highlight, though, upon touching down at Kuwaiti Airport, which is a feat in itself, really, His Highness, he was met on the tarmac by His Highness, the Emir Sheikh Al Ahmed Al Jabir Al Sabah.
Wow.
Who basically said, congratulations, call me Jono. So isn't that a beautiful way to win bronze?
What is going on? You guys are just like naming bad guys from the World Wrestling Federation from the 80s. The Iron Sheik, did he win something as well?
He was, actually. He was an Olympic medalist. But let's talk about Uzbekistan in the under 60 kilogram judo. Rishod Sabirov, he beat Frenchman Sofyan Milous. Now, I describe him as a nuggety judoka, the pride of Tashkent.
Oh, yes. That's what
this guy, Rishod Sabirov, he's double bronze, third in Beijing, third in London.
Well, he's consistent, if nothing else.
That is...
Now, gentlemen, just quickly, before who saw last night the Steve Hooker, the Big Hope, in the pole vault, which we call, that's like a real event, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Sally Pearson won a real event.
Yeah.
She won hurdling, running, that's a real event.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the sailing is great, we're happy with that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And James Brayshaw has done an incredible job getting excited about stand-up canoeing. He clearly knows nothing. At one point he said, keep going, boys. that's a technical term. But then in the men's pole vault, they decided they had the qualifying. And did you see that they all just jumped, they all just vaulted over a single height, and they went, that's it, we've all qualified for the final, and they walked off.
Yes.
The whole event took about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
I just wish they'd done that last night with the open water swim.
Oh, yes. It is just
that
too
was
long.
The best 6 hours of my life.
All you could see
is just elbows.
It was tough. It was like roller derby, but in the water.
They said the worst thing that can happen to you is that someone taps you on the foot. That is not a sport. Come on.
Ed, thank you so much for joining us. Excellent. We'll be back with more Rush Hour Going for Gold after this.
Jack White, I'm shaking. 105.1 Triple M is the Rush Hour Going for Gold. Sam Pang, Ascendo Chilaro.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Gleisner.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Tom.
Good to be here. Another big day of Olympics, day 13. I think we're just wrapping up. And, of course, the men's 200 metres, or to use its technical title, the Jamaican men's 200 metres.
A whitewash.
It was an emphatic win by Usain Bolt. Did you watch, as he crossed the line, what he did? He immediately dropped to the ground, did about 6 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He was hugged by Blake. And then London mascot Wenlock arrived on the scene.
Yes,
we haven't seen enough of Wenlock these
days,
have we?
No, he was hanging around like a bad smell during that whole thing.
I think he's been hanging out with the British team more than ours, but he was in there, but it didn't really go anywhere.
I just want to say, I think I have seen enough of him this Olympics.
Okay, good. Put a lid on that one. The post-race interview, Usain Bolt said this on ABC Radio, quote, I'm now a legend. I'm also the greatest athlete to live.
Hmm.
Now, humility is obviously not a big major trait in your Jamaican distant or short sprinters, but can you imagine an Australian athlete saying something like that?
No.
Can you imagine Leighton Hewitt saying, I'm now a legend?
No, I can't imagine that.
No. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, well, I guess the thing is that everyone had built it up so much that he actually, and also, you know, he did the double. Those guys do like to be like Muhammad.
Yeah. He ran the walk and talked the talk. For those who missed the race, here's the start as heard on Channel 9.
There's nothing normal about asthma symptoms. See a doctor about preventing yours today.
Away cleanly. Bolt has got a very good
amazing. Extraordinary. You mentioned the feats of Manteo Mitchell from the USA, who actually broke his leg during the 4x400 metres and kept running. He made 46.1 seconds, although his victory lap took 3.5 hours. He said, quote, I figured it's what almost any person would have done in that situation.
Not me.
No.
Almost any person would have fallen to the ground, called for an ambulance, pain relief, and Slater and Gordon. But Manteo just pushed on. Good for him. Rhythmic gymnastics is underway. And this is the bit involving the hula hoops. And
the balls. The shiny balls.
Shiny balls.
The ones we like to poo-poo. But somehow, when you watch...
Oh. Yes.
It's mesmerising.
It's impressive. Australia's best hope, Janine Murray, struggled in last place after the first two rotations. And she paid the price for a dropped ball in her opening routine. And for those who missed it, here's what happened.
We knew this was going to happen. We preempted it pre-game. So.
Gary Lyon commentating that event. Extraordinary.
You know that sport, Tom, just quickly, that just seems as though they've taken ballerinas and got them to go into a rumpus room and pick out something and go onto the floor.
And doing it beautifully.
And then they have to sit next to their ugly aunt at the very end, you know, when they're just sitting there.
Just quickly, water polo. Australia defeated Hungary in a spiteful encounter. Sorry, when has a game of water polo ever not been spiteful?
Oh, it's a brutal sport, Tommy.
The only way it could get more spiteful if the players were allowed to carry spear guns, I reckon. Look, just quickly, guys, Challenge, you know, a charity that very close to my heart. We look after kids with cancer. We're running the Biggest Aussie Pie Night. In fact, that's the website, biggestaussiepienight.com. Log on and register. All you've got to do is enjoy some 4 and 20 pies, and you could win a Nissan Micra as well as help, you know, a wonderful cause. Mm. And if you eat enough pies, well, an Olympic shot putting gig is yours for the asking. And just finally, breaking news, Channel 9 could be in trouble. Their show London Gold is under investigation from the Australian Broadcasting Authorities for lack of local content.
Yes.
You heard it first.
Time now to check in with Alan Iskander.
Betstar. Think you know your sport? Then bet on it with Betstar.
Hello, Alan. Just any money for Geelong tonight is the big question.
No, extraordinarily, there isn't. All the money's been for West Coast. I don't really get it. They're in Geelong are in good form. West Coast are in troubling form. They've been $2 into $1.72 West Coast. Geelong are out to $2.18. The line there is 5.5 points. Adelaide take on Freo. What a massive game for Freo. They're sitting in ninth position, equal points with Essendon and North, who are in seventh and eighth. They're outsiders. Adelaide $1.43. Fremantle $2.90. The line there is 16.5 points. Sydney on Saturday night take on Collingwood at ANZ Stadium. Sydney have been $1.68 into $1.58. A lot of that on the back of Dane Swan being rubbed out for 2 weeks. Collingwood $2.42, 11.5 points. An interesting stat in that game is the Pies are on a 10-game and 6-year winning streak against Sydney Swan. So, and run around at $2.42. And then Essendon take on North on Sunday at 4:40. At Etihad Stadium, Essendon are $2.25, North Melbourne $1.67. The line is 7.5. These seventh versus eighth in that match are obviously vitally important for these two teams who want to play finals. I'll quickly touch on the Premiership and the Brownlow. Hawthorn are favourites in the Premiership. They're $2.65. Sydney have been $5 into $4.25 during the week. Collingwood $5.25. Adelaide $8. Geelong have been the best back over the last 2 weeks. They're $16 maybe 2 weeks ago. They're into 10, and West Coast out to $15. Joe Watson is the favourite for the Brownlow. He's $3.65 with Scott Thompson's second pick at $5.50. Gary Ablett into $6. Dane Swan's been a massive drifter. He's been $6 out to $10 again because he'll miss 2 weeks. Scott Pendlebury $10. Sam Mitchell $11.
Well, Alan, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Not a problem. Thanks, guys.
We'll be back in just a moment here on the Rush Hour Going for Gold. Cal Wilson to join us in the next 15 minutes. It's the Rush Hour Going for Gold, 105.1 to Triple M San Antonio Chilaro. Sam Pang and Tom Glasner's here as well.
Thank you very much, Higo. As we know, Australia's in the top 10 in the middle tally. New Zealand's in the top 20. They're 19th overall, 3 gold, 2 silvers, 5 bronze. Our New Zealand correspondent from our sister station, Triple FM, is Ewan McEwen. He rang in last week.
He did.
We've got him on the line again because he's still overseas. He's following the trials and tribulations of the New Zealand side. Are you there, Ewan?
I am, but I'm perplexed.
Oh.
Because I don't know what table you're reading, but I've got the front page of the Wellington Dominion up, and we're third. We're third.
Third? No, hang on. I'm not sure about that. Really? What medal table is that?
The per capita.
Right, okay.
And unfortunately, we took on Granada, of course, is number one, numero uno, followed by Hungary, and then your good old land of the long white clouds. The Otorowa is third. And then let me look for Australia. Slovenia, Croatia, Belarus, Lithuania. Australia, 13, well done.
It's insane.
Ewan, just quickly, your highlight of the games?
Oh, Sam, you just can't go past the skulls. Skulls of the scholars. Incredible.
Not New Zealand highlight, your highlight overall, Ewan.
Oh, overall. Oh, sorry, I wasn't sure what that pause was about. I'd say the other skull.
Yeah, thank
the other skull.
Yeah.
So, both of them, yeah. Okay. I mean, that'll be on highlight reels all around. I would suggest the Pee-wee Cubs.
Yeah.
They're putting down their Commodore 64s as we speak and taking up sculling.
Right. And what's your biggest miss?
Oh, well, you can't go past, unfortunately, Valerie Adams.
Valerie Adams?
Who's Valerie Adams?
Who's that?
What's Channel 9 been doing? Valerie Adams, you might as well say, who's a Usain Bolt? I mean, she was going for beck-to-beck shot put goals, and she just must, and she was devastated.
Really? What? So she didn't get the gold? No.
No, she got the silver. She got Kiwi silver.
And what? You mentioned Usain Bolt. Did you watch him run?
I missed him. No, I missed him. I've got all the digital channels here, and I was watching a replay of the Bloodstucks against Netherlands. And how did he go?
He did pretty well.
Any Kiwis still to look out for, Ewan?
Oh, you want them alphabetically, Sam? I mean, you've got your blue. You've still got blue ribbon events like the BMX, the girls and the boys, the young girl from Whakatane. She's, I mean, as I said before, I'd love to get a copy, you know, and hand it to your kids at the Whakatane Beacon if she pulls off the BMX gold. But so watch the BMX, and we've got a couple of absolute superstars. From the sailing in the 470. Keep an eye on it.
Okay, and what will the welcome home be like for those heroes?
I'm actually at the airport now. We're going home with some of the athletes on the earlier flight, and I just can't wait. Incredible.
What's the scene like at Heathrow, Ewan?
Not Heathrow, Gatwick.
Gatwick.
Oh, I see.
We fly EasyJet to Athens, and we fly Olympic to Lahore, then into Shanghai. Then I think we've got a Jetstar down to Sydney, and then Air New Zealand across to Auckland. And I suspect we may just get an upgrade on that last leg.
Ewan, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you. Can we talk to you possibly in 4 years' time? Is that possible?
Would love to, but who's Valerie Adams? I'm going to be telling my chums about that one.
We'll be back after the break with Cal Wilson.
Aerosmith, Legendary Child, Best New Rock on 105.1 Triple M. This is the Rush Hour Going for Gold. Santo Chilaro, Sam Pang and Tom Glasner.
Time to introduce a great friend of ours here at the Rush Hour Going for Gold, or as most of our fans know it, RHGFG. comedian, raconteur and proud Kiwi, Cal Wilson.
Hello.
G'day,
it's
Cal.
It's the Kiwi Festival today.
I know. Ewan McEwen into Cal.
I could not understand a word he said,
nor
but I was slightly aroused by the end of it.
Martin Sneddon and Ewan Chatfield up next. What are we doing?
Have you been glued to the TV for the past?
I have. I've got to that point where it feels like there's never not been the Olympics on TV.
Yeah,
I can't imagine life without the Olympics.
I know. We're going to have to get used to
what,
it.
What what happens? What comes back? What do we
Big
watch?
Big Brother.
I think we know it's about
Rama wants a wife.
Yeah, there you go.
And Dallas.
Yes.
Dallas. Who knew they're still alive?
Crazy. Hopefully they'll get a few events into that as well.
True,
bit
true.
Of horse riding in there or something.
Has anything taken your fancy or is it just...
Oh, my God. The rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is bonkers.
The one with the hoop or the ball? Or
all of it. All of it. It's so mad. It's the most incredible set of skills that are so incredibly specific. You'll never be able to use them for any other reason.
No, true,
like,
true.
Unless you get locked out and you have to go in through the cat flap. You're never, never going to be able to use that flexibility again. And it's just, and the way they strut in, like, yes. I'm about to solve world hunger.
Yeah. Oh, the entrance is phenomenal.
Amazing.
But in inverse proportion to how... between the tail between the legs at the end
oh,
when they're just waiting.
They walk out in the invisible high heels as
yes.
well.
Yes.
They walk out on tiptoes.
That is a good... They walk out, they strut out like, I'm going to solve world hunger.
I am
Hand
magic.
Me that hula hoop.
Forget one hula hoop. I want 20 hula hoops and I want fire. I want there to be something on fire.
Yeah.
And the ball. It's like, how do they get it so shiny? I'm fascinated by that.
I know it's a thorny old issue. Is it a sport?
I don't know that much bedazzling can be a sport. I don't know. Because I'm transfixed by going, it's like, it's so skillful, but it's so $2 shop
it is.
Chic,
and
isn't
I
it?
Think any event which requires competitors to bring their own backing music, I don't think is technically a sport.
But how great is the Eastern European backing music? There's something... If there's a category called anthemic, there's something called super anthemic.
And that's what they go?
Yeah.
Yes, it's either you march the goose step to it or you do rhythmic gymnastics
to it.
And the Austrian competitor the last night came out in the tiny shiny dirndl, the Austrian costume, but there was a mini skirt, and she did like rock yodeling music.
Nice.
Wow.
Hilarious.
And they get scored. This is the weird thing. That there's presumably Todd McKenney or someone sitting off.
with a paddle.
Never see them. Yeah. But they stand there and then the scores flash up.
I imagine it's enormous grim Russians.
Yes, true.
Just because I love the coaches that come on and they're about 80 and they're like built like a sofa and they've got a massive handbag.
Yeah. They have got the handbag down.
I love it. But I want there to be more themed costumes. Because they do the ball thing, I'd like one to come on dressed as a seal.
Mm-hmm.
She's the whole time balancing it on her nose.
Nice.
Or perhaps someone comes on dressed as Tom Hanks from Castaway and just has a basketball with Wilson's face on it.
Volleyball.
Sorry, there you go.
You would lose points for that.
Folded on the dismount.
When the Australian girl did it, she was fantastic, but she the ball only went sort of half as high. And
she dropped it. That's when the deck of cards collapses, when the ball goes boing.
She shouldn't have done it with thongs.
True.
Very Australian, it was half taped as well, so that's...
And quite Australian, it looked like one of those Ken Doan kind of paintings, her costume.
Yes.
What do you call it? What do you call that costume? Her leotard.
Her outfit, yes.
I know.
You call it ordinary, actually,
yes.
Cal. That's what you do.
But good on her for having a go. Shall we see whether
Cal is around? Tom does a thing called Tom's Quiz.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quiz involving
He asks questions, and we have... Would you like to stick around for that?
I've kind of got my head around the concept.
I've got a feeling you'll go pretty well in this one.
I've got tons of knowledge, but about sport.
Great. Cal Wilson is sticking around.
This is the Rush Hour, going for gold, 105.1 Triple M. It's time for a sports update in a minute with Sam Pang.
Triple M, sport in a minute.
Yeah. Come on.
Sam.
You're on.
You going to talk now, Sam? Sam, you got to talk now, mate. You got to put your mic on, and then you got to
Thanks,
talk.
Thanks, Higo. You're doing a great job. 16
make that sport in 2 minutes.
14 at the games, and Australia certainly a chance to win a couple. We've got Steve Hooker in the final of the pole vault. The Aussie chasing back-to-back gold. He's no chance. Diver Matthew Mitchum is in the heat of the 10-metre platform. Our men's 470 sailors are in the mix. They've just got to finish two places ahead of the Brits to get a gold. And Aussies in the final of both the men's and women's BMX. Back home to the footy, and St Kilda coach Scott Waters says Stephen Milne is a player that cops a massive amount of taunts and criticism. With good reason. It comes after Milne was fined $3,000 by the club for a homophobic slur on Hollywood's Harry O'Brien. Waters says Milne was under pressure, but still had the choice how to respond.
It's not about laying blame at the doorstep of someone else. Take responsibility, control your actions, be disciplined. And that's what we'll strive to be, and Steve will strive to be that going forward.
And finally, Paul Chapman has been ruled out of tonight's Geelong versus West Coast clash due to a calf injury. That's your Triple M Sport in a minute.
Well done.
Yes.
Nice work.
He recovered from a pretty bad start.
He did. It's a rush hour, going for gold. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse 105.1 at Triple M. Sam Pang is here, Senator Chilaro, Tom Gleisner. Cal Wilson is our special guest.
Yes, woo-hoo! She is.
It is, and it is a very important time of the show. It is time for...
Higher, stronger, faster, gooder. Yes, it's time now for the Rush Hour's Olympic Quiz.
Triple M is in no way affiliated with or officially sanctioned by the Olympic Games, its athletes, events or official partners, formally recognised by the IOC.
And here's your quizmaster, Tom Gleisner.
Thank you very much. Last
the
quiz.
Last one. It's last pretty sad, one. Tom.
Last grab for glory. Let's...
I'm going to go hard.
Please do.
Ooh.
Let us test our buzzers. Santo, Sam, Cal. Nice.
Beautiful.
Forceful.
That's
excellent.
Very lonely sea captain, isn't it?
Isn't that right? It is a bit,
kind
isn't
of
it?
Foggy night.
It is.
All right, here we go. After winning the 200 metres last night, Usain Bolt grabbed what from a journalist? Cal.
Credibility.
Was
it a camera?
Yes. You've had two grabs at it, but you're a guest, so you get the point. It
that is not the, not the kind of publicity the country needs. A Jamaican guy taking a white guy's camera and running off.
Surprised it hasn't made the Herald Sun. All right. Yachting gold medalist Ian Jensen's father admitted wearing something special every time he watches his son race. What does Mr. Jensen wear? Cal.
Chanel number 5.
I can neither confirm or deny. Santa.
An eye patch?
Close. And Sam's got nothing to offer.
No.
In fact, it's a lucky black hat.
Oh, damn.
Cat or hat?
Hat. Oh. You can't wear a hat. Well,
that's exciting.
In what sport would one adopt an attitude position?
Oh,
Cal's
going now.
50 Shades of Grey.
yes. Or what Olympic sport?
Something quite similar. Rhythmic gymnastics.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Has the rules changed? Cal just get to keep answering until she gets the right answer.
Well, to your buzzer, buddy. We're not hearing much from down there.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Why did gold medalist Chris Hoy refuse to sing God Save the Queen?
Sam.
He preferred the music to the Swiss vitamin ad.
Anyone?
The Queen once beat him in the individual pursuit.
It's because he's Scottish. And there we go.
Nice one, Scottish guy.
Why did Aussie sailors Matthew Belcher and Malcolm Page not compete yesterday? Sam.
They were Scottish.
Santa.
I reckon their trailer didn't comply to the Weymouth boat ramp specifications.
That's pretty close. There was a general lack of wind. In fact, they were becalmed. They couldn't compete. Our K4 men won gold last night in the 1,000-metre event. Who came second? Cal.
Wasn't a very confident thing. No, K5?
Close enough.
They wore red. I saw.
Hungry. Not hungry enough. Indeed. Who was the last country to win a match against the US men's basketball team at an Olympics?
Sam's gone.
Yugoslavia.
Incorrect. Mr. Basketball.
I'll go Russia.
Incorrect again. Argentina back in 2004 won a semi-final. There we go. In soccer, in the Olympic soccer or football as they call it, what is the 6-second rule? Cal.
If the ball's been on the ground less than 6 seconds, you can still eat it.
I reckon we'll pay
I was going to... Maybe if the referee drops his whistle, he's got 6 seconds before he can put it in his mouth.
Same deal. Cal got in first. No. Who or what is Misty May Trainor? Cal.
New fragrance from Britney Spears?
Sam.
A stripper Santo owes money to.
I was going to go the woman with the trolley in the Down Down Prices Are Down commercial.
You're all wrong. One half of the US winning beach volleyball team. What did equestrian Edwina Topps Alexander blame for her failure to win a medal? Sam.
Her ridiculous name.
She was right.
Her horse was drunk.
Cal.
I was going to go, she was riding a donkey.
All incorrect. It was her heavy schedule. All right, I want you to listen very carefully and name this sport. Cal.
Drowning.
Actually, you're very close.
Oh, it's not the 10K swim.
Open water swimming. Cal Wilson, I don't think I even need to ask the scores, but here go, what are the scores?
Santo on zip. Mm-hmm. Sam... Well, also on Zip, and Cal on 4.
Oh, Cal, congratulations. You've won a dream date with Stephen Milne. Enjoy.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, Cal, we're so...
I resign.
Thank you so much for dropping in. You're our last guest for our shows. Yes.
Thanks so much for having me, and so early on. That's you've really rated me highly.
Stay around. Maybe you can be our flag bearer for the closing ceremony.
Thanks, Cal.
Thanks, Cal.
This is the Rush Hour, going for gold, 105.1, Triple M, Sam Pangsetto, Chilaro, Tom Gleisner is here.
Well, it's been 2 weeks. It's been...
Two glorious weeks.
Two glorious weeks in front of the TV, watching the Olympics. And I tell you what, having watched the Olympics, there are things that you pick up, things that you get educated in, things that you don't normally know, things that we like to call things we've learnt over the past 2 weeks.
Still a segment coming on.
Yes.
What have you learnt, Sam?
Well, I've learnt that... Despite not competing at the Olympics and never having pole vaulted in my life, I was pretty unlucky not to get through to the final.
Yeah.
No question. Santo, what have you learned?
Well, I've learned that I reckon that if you were to qualify for the stall gift, I reckon Usain Bolt would be awesome.
No question about that.
I reckon he'd be good at it.
I have learned never bet on badminton. Simple but true.
Yeah.
Santo, got another one?
I've learned that, well, having watched the rhythmic gymnastics last night, yeah. I've learned that despite all the amazing moves the girls make with their arms, legs, torsos, I'm still more amazed at how they can get that hula hoop to spin backwards towards
extraordinary.
Them. It's in the wrist action.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's it. I learned that Santo's never seen any of the Bourne movies.
Yet still conducted a very well-researched and informative interview.
It was very, very good. Tommy, is that all we've learnt, do you think?
I've learnt there's no such thing as a humble Jamaican sprinter, but that's probably goes without saying.
I mean, I did learn that the MX newspaper is massive in North Korea, Tommy.
Who knew? Sam, do you know, we've been doing the show for 2 weeks now, and do you know one thing we have not done that is, you know, JB and Billy do a lot of in this particular shift?
That is go to the phones.
Go to the phones.
Speak to the family.
It's been 2 weeks, and we've had so much fun that we haven't even had an opportunity to do it. So, look, this is our last show, Higo.
Yes.
Can we just open up the lines and we'll just take, what do you think, one call?
One call.
133353.
Yep.
Well, the phones are already ringing here.
Let's just take the first call.
Okay. All right.
Hello. Hello, am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Am I on?
Yes, go ahead. Who is it?
It's Wayne from St Albans here. Am I on the radio?
Yes, Wayne, wow. You are.
Oh, thank God for that. I've been on hold for 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Wayne, what do you want?
Can you guys just settle a bet for me?
Sure. Yeah,
of course.
How long is the 100-meter sprint?
Get off, Wayne.
What about the 4x100?
Goodbye, Wayne.
Do I win anything?
Bye, Wayne.
A medal? Something?
It's the Rush Hour, going for goal, 105.1, Triple M, Sam Pangsetto, Chilaro, Tom Gleisner.
We're almost there. Even though we're not going to be here on Monday, there still are events on the weekend, so there's a few things to watch, aren't there, Sam?
Yeah, I won't be watching it, but Santo, that's it for me.
The sailing tonight is going to be big.
Good luck with
that. Going for bronze, our kookaburras will be going for bronze.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Let's not forget the marathon, the men's marathon. I know it's grueling both to run and watch, but
and
it's on.
4x100-meter relays is one of my favourite events.
Mm-mm.
Closing ceremony, I reckon, is going to be pretty good.
Yes, Sir Paul McCartney's back to finish Hey Jude.
Oh my
do you know that?
God.
And have you heard what George Michael is planning to do?
Duet with Stephen Milne?
Think about it, folks. Reforming Wham is he's tweeted a clue to that.
I don't know what to look forward to more, the Paul McCartney finishing Hey Jude or that.
Wow,
does anyone know where Andrew Ridgely is?
He doesn't even know. I should just mention, in terms of finishing, the AOC has released details for the Australian Athlete Welcome Home Parades.
Mm. Oh, nice. Yes,
they're not having them.
I think we should just mention that they are going to have them in capital cities over 10 days, and they're worried that numbers might be a little bit down. So, we've all seen a Moomba parade on a wet Monday. So, come on, folks, get out.
If they're throwing a Birdman rally, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Higo?
Yes.
Medal tally. We've reached the end of the 2 weeks.
Yes, well...
You're the judge.
The past 2 weeks have been electrifying, haven't they?
Got
a few highlights.
You prepared something.
I have prepared a little something. Day one, Tom produced a horse fart gag for which he richly deserved a gold medal.
Thank you very much.
Maintaining the high quality of humour produced by Bill Brownless doesn't go unnoticed. Thank so you. Well done to
Thanks
you, sir. Equestrian was a favourite for the team these games. Santo saying that show dumping is more accurate description of what happens there. And for that, a silver medal for you.
Silver?
Yeah. Jeez, Sam was slow out of the blocks, relying heavily on Liesl Jones for content, for which he was stripped of medals. But he went on to redeem himself for not doing Liesl jokes. And during interviews with Will Ferrell and Jeremy Renner, especially, with an obscure Bewitched reference to the latter, producing a flash of gold there. Sam became somewhat of an ambassador for the games when he pointed out the chemistry between Ray Hadley and Rebecca Wilson, told listeners that they were missing out on some hot action if they didn't watch. Santo alerted us to the movement by a few countries to update their national anthems, like Thailand.
We're from Thailand, a fighting fury. We're from Thailand.
Which we enjoyed. Yi Xuan, a Chinese swimmer who managed to slay them in the pool. Tom actually pointed out that it was her beard that touched the wall first in that.
So. I don't think we need to drag this history up. Here go.
Okay. Well,
what about the return?
Atop the dais, Santo Chilaro with gold. Congratulations. You've taken out.
Done.
To his right, just happy to be here, taking silver, Sam Pang.
Thank you.
And with bronze for baffling us all with his quidge each night, it is Tom Gleisner.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you very much.
You know what? We need to thank some people.
Wayne from St. Albans.
Yes.
No,
I
don't.
Yes.
Who do we need to thank,
Sam?
Go.
Jabby and Billy for lending us the keys to the studio.
They'll be back next week.
They'll be back. Well, I don't know whether Billy will be back.
Bill will be back with Spud Frawley.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Yeah. We've got all our guests over the past 2 weeks have been so many, but today especially Ed Cavalli, Cal Wilson, Ewan McEwen. And Sam, thank you for being part of this
thank
whole
thing. Thank you, Santo. Right? Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Santo. And thank you, Higo.
Good
it's
you.
Been amazing. And, you know, hope to do it again in 4 years' time.
In my diary.
We didn't get to do a circle of trust.
Damn.
You've got 30 seconds.
Really? That's a frank, honest discussion about what you really think of
me? Tell me what you think.
Well, we made a vow to get off the grog for 2 weeks, and you didn't really do that, did you?
Well, you broke the six-day rule. You made the Liesl Jones jokes every 6 days. I didn't like that. You had a lot of inside 50s. You didn't convert very much.
No, I didn't.
See you in Rio, folks.
Yeah.
2016.
Okay, we'll be back, I guess, in 4 years' time.
4 years'
right?
time. It's been an absolute pleasure to work with every one of you. Thank you so much for that. The footy is next on Triple M.